Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I'm live and in person here, not Memorex. It's hour number three. Today is Tuesday. We're actually headed for midweek tomorrow. Can you believe it? It's Tuesday, the 25th of April. We're almost done with April. It's time for May. It's summertime coming fast. God, it's just, I said this on the show again and again. The older you get, the faster life goes. And it just seems like yesterday was New Year's. And it was the start of the year. It feels like it's still the start of the year. How could it be May and a month away from summer? You know, June is summer. So we're just literally like a month away from summer. We're just days away from May, which is kind of summer. It's kind of the gateway to summer. It's just incredible how fast this year has gone. And you do realize that it's, you know, as fast as this first half of 2023 has gone, that means the second half will go that fast. You'll just do that by the mic. Snap your fingers. I don't know if you can even hear me snap my fingers. You'll just snap your fingers, and the second half of the year is going to be gone. And you realize as soon as you get to January of 2024, it's already time for the primaries for the presidential race. So we're like a minute away. You're going to snap your fingers. It's going to be Christmas 2023, and then it's going to be New Year's 2024. And then the first primary starts, and it's already the presidential campaign season. Wow. Really quite amazing. And by the way, I mentioned this in hour number two on Lindell TV. But Trump's up by 37 points in the latest morning consult poll. 37 points up. The most he's ever been up in a morning consult poll. 37 points up over Ron DeSantis. So, I mean, it's so, what's the right word? Fait accompli? It's over. I don't like saying things like that because you can only look like an idiot, right? If it's not over, then you look like an idiot. But it's over. Trump will be the nominee. There's no point in arguing about it, and it's silly for DeSantis to announce. On the other hand, I really respect my friend Colonel Joe, former military intelligence guy. And he says two key 2024 election points. Number one, he just texted this to me in the last hour. Number one, Susan Rice, and he's a guy who always thinks like five chess moves ahead. Susan Rice left the Biden staff the day before he announced, as in Biden announced for president. Rice sent a signal she's likely going to work for the real 2024 nominee. I couldn't agree more. Him and I are exactly in the right place on that. Here comes the scary one, number two. Colonel Joe says Chris Christie telling people he will be the GOP nominee once Trump is ineligible to run for office. He's saying it like he means it, like he's been promised this by the establishment. They may give Chris Christie the nomination so that an old 81-year-old Biden looks appealing over Christie, the fat slob. They need a really unattractive opponent to prop up Biden's horrible image. You know, I think you're, Joe, you're brilliant, but I think you're grasping at straws on that one. Chris Christie, listen, if for any reason Trump isn't the nominee, then Ron DeSantis will be the nominee. There's no support for Chris Christie. Nobody likes Chris Christie. I don't care how much the establishment wants their candidate. First of all, the establishment candidate is Ron DeSantis. So every single person who hates Trump is lined up behind Ron DeSantis, and he's going nowhere. So I don't know where they would get Chris Christie. I got to pull that one out of here. You know what? Chris Christie is not going to be the nominee. Nobody likes Chris Christie. Nobody cares about Chris Christie. Chris Christie is yesterday's news. You haven't heard about him in years. You know, he was kind of the hot star when he was the governor of New Jersey, and that was in 2012, if my memory serves me. He gave the opening speech to introduce Mitt Romney, the nominee. That would have been 12. 2012 was 11 years, right? 11 years ago, yeah. 11 years ago. Chris Christie is yesterday's news. How could Chris Christie beat the guy who was the president of the United States, Donald Trump? Chris Christie isn't even at 1%. He's at zero in the polls. So it's just so amazing that he says, he's telling people he will be the GOP nominee once Trump is ineligible to run for office. They must know something. They're going to disqualify Trump because they're so scared of Trump. They can't control Trump. He is the wild card. So scary when you hear things like that. He's up by 37, and they're going to try and disqualify him and force down our throat Chris Christie. Excuse that image. You know, Chris Christie forced down your throat. I don't know. That would never fit, now would it? Nobody's got a throat big enough for Chris Christie. Chris Christie reminds me of the old joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You know, it's Chris Christie is huge. He's not going to be the presidential nominee. Nobody's interested in Chris Christie. You know, the guy in first is up by 37. The guy in second, Ron DeSantis, is clearly the only person anywhere near Trump. And then in third is poor Mike Pence at 7%, who never realized that he was destroying his own career the day he opened his mouth in the U.S. House during that January 6th insurrection, where there was no insurrection. But the day he did not back us, and he backed down like a little deep state good boy that he is, on that day, his career was over. He's delusional. Mike Pence is delusional, and anyone who supports him is delusional. But Mike Pence would beat Chris Christie. Chris Christie has no chance against anybody. Yeah, except for a pie-eating contest, exactly. That's the only way he'd be successful. Chris Christie is the pie-eating champion of the Republican Party. That's it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. All right. So, Chris Christie, delusional. But Colonel Joe is a brilliant guy, and he's usually always right about things, and he's saying that they're going to try and disqualify Trump, make him ineligible to run for office. That, I don't doubt, is their goal. I just don't see anything they're charging him with that would make him ineligible, and I don't see the American people standing for it, but heck, they keep doing everything we say we won't stand for, and we stand around with our thumb in our mouth and do nothing about it. Here's an interesting story. Secret CDC report confirms over 1.1 million Americans have died suddenly since the COVID vaccine rollout, and further government reports confirm the vaccines are to blame. The COVID vaccine injections were meant to reduce the sudden surge of deaths the U.S. recorded in 2020 due to the alleged COVID pandemic, but unfortunately the official figures prove the opposite's happened. It's not the COVID germ that killed that many people. It's the COVID vaccine. It's a bioweapon, man. Official reports quietly published by the U.S. Center for Disease Control, CDC, confirm over 6 million Americans have died ever since the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization to a COVID-19 vaccine in December 2020, with 2021 being a record-breaking year for deaths. That sadly means at least 1.1 million Americans may have died suddenly during this time frame because, according to the CDC reports, there have been 1,106,079 excess deaths compared to the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. And with further official government figures confirming that mortality rates per 100,000 are the highest among the vaccinated population in every single age group, it would appear the COVID-19 vaccine is entirely to blame. And we're not even, we barely put any information out. I mean, I've compiled the most comprehensive list from countries all over the world, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that the COVID vaccine is killing people. It's deadly. It's And in every single country in the world, the people who are vaccinated are dying at so much higher rates than the people who are unvaccinated. But the CDC has not put much information out. This is the first time we've got some information, some decent, credible information from the CDC. And the news is not good. And tying in with that, a pilot had cardiac arrest and collapsed at the Richmond International Airport in Richmond, Virginia, on April 11th of this year, so just of this month, so just a couple of weeks ago, and was saved by two TSA officers. It sounds just like, what was it, Darwin Hamlin? I can't even remember his name anymore. Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin. The Buffalo Bills safety, who almost died last December in the middle of it, or was it last January? I think it was last January. It was either December or January. It was late in the year, one of the last games of the year, and he almost died on that field. He actually did die twice. They brought him back to life twice. No one says because you get the vaccine you have to die. We're saying you may have a massive heart attack, and you may live. They may save your life. They may do the compressions on your chest, and you may live. But the question is, for the rest of your life, what is the damage to your heart after that initial horrible heart attack? What is the damage for the rest of your life to your heart? Do those spike proteins keep attacking your organs again and again and again? The pilot reportedly approached a railing, staggered, and fell down over his roller bags unconscious. Two TSA officers immediately came to the pilot's aid and began performing first aid. Police and firefighters arrived to perform CPR, but despite their efforts to resuscitate the pilot, his heart stopped, requiring extended medical intervention. They had to use a defibrillator, and they restarted his heart, and the pilot is now recovering. There's also been three other recent pilot deaths. It's very clear everybody was forced to take the vaccine is suffering from massive increases in deaths, massive increases in heart attacks, massive increases in myocarditis, massive increases in strokes, massive increases in blood clots, massive increases in turbo cancer, massive increases in neurological disorders like Parkinson's disease. This vaccine is, in my opinion, deadly. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
We
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion, Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Root, MEO Lights, the sponsor of this segment of the show, that I'm going to continue with my my demonic, my look at the demons possessing the Democrat souls in the United States, demons everywhere. MEOLife.com is the sponsor of the show. The opposite of demonic would be angelic and healthy, and that's what MEO Life's all about. They want to support the natural health of families across America. If you feel good and you're healthy, you're in a good mental state, a good physical state, a good spiritual state, you know, you're gonna be automatically better off in life, right? I use their alkaline structured silver solution several times a day, 3, 4, even 5 times a day. Their natural silver mouthwash, their silver gel on my face each night, silver lozenges. I suck on all throughout the show if my voice is weak. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And the good folks at Amio are showing their true colors. They realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 50% discount on their entire product line. A 50% discount. All you do is go to AmioLife.com and type in Route 50. AmioLife.com, Route 50, to save 50%, or give them a call, 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say Route 50 and get 50% off, or go to AmioLife.com and type in Route 50 and get 50% off. So speaking of demonic, AOC celebrates Tucker Carlson's exit from Fox News and says, quote, deplatforming works and it's important. See, this is about no understanding of free speech, the U.S. Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. These people are communists, and they just want to stop us from speaking. They want to silence us. They want to end free speech. There is no other definition that I can use there except communism. This is the definition of what communists do. They silence, they ban, they take our jobs away, they send us to re-education camps. They are communists. Steve Bannon, I don't know how true this is, but Steve Bannon said earlier today on his show that Murdoch will be paying out Tucker Carlson's Fox News contract to keep him off the air. He's saying, and I don't know if it's true, because I heard yesterday the exact opposite. I heard they were using the sexual harassment lawsuit against Tucker to deny him any money at all, to pay him zero, just to just say, that's it, you're gone, and you're getting paid nothing. And then Steve Bannon said today, they're paying him out everything he's owed, because he's got another 3 years left on his contract, and if they pay him, then he can't do any other television or podcasts or anything else for 3 years as long as he takes the money. And I hear it's over $60 million. So if he takes his $60 million and runs, he goes on a three-year vacation and isn't allowed to do... And again, I would question, he isn't allowed to do any other TV? Or could he do a podcast? Could he do radio? Can't do anything? Well, we'll see. If he if they do that, then again, this is about the run-up to the election. The run-up to the 2020 election. They banned Wayne Root. Suspended Wayne Root at Facebook. And then in the run-up to the 2022 midterms, they suspended me at Facebook. They found reasons to suspend me right before the election so I'd have no power to convince people to go out and vote for the right candidates. And this is what they're doing to Tucker. He's the loudest voice in the United States of America for Donald Trump and the Republican cause and the conservative cause. And if they do this, and it's true what Bannon said, then he would not be able to say a word in the run-up to the election on TV. Of course, he could be a guest, I guess, on anyone's TV program. No one could stop him from doing that, but it's not... Well, in any case, more demonic news. Transgender runner credits girl power for beating 14,000 women in the London Marathon only months after racing as a man in the New York City Marathon. So if you want, you could just switch sides. These guys are all switch hitters. You know, they don't know if they got a vagina or a penis. And one day they call themselves a man, and the next day they call themselves a woman, and they compete in the men's tournament, and they compete in the women's tournament. Well, that's pretty easy in life, isn't it? Wow. He beat 14,000 women out because he thinks he's a woman. Yeah. I'll bet he didn't do very well on the men's side. So he switched sides. He's a switch hitter. Switch tides, and all of a sudden, he wins up against women. Gee, I guess that's because you're a man with testosterone. We are living in demonic times. And by the way, speaking of demonic, the manifesto of the Nashville transgender shooter, Audrey Hale, they will not release it. Federal officials won't release it. But one official says Nashville trans shooter's manifesto is astronomically dangerous. Why won't they release it? And speaking of demons, Mayor Pete Buttigieg plans to solve gender inequality by spending millions of American taxpayer dollars to create female crash test dummies. This is America now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. U.S. officials say the mastermind behind the 2021 Kabul airport suicide bombing that killed more than 150 people, including 13 U.S. service members, has been killed. The ISIS operative was killed by the Taliban this month in Afghanistan. The U.S. says they were not involved in the operation. Speaking to union members in Washington, D.C., President Biden talked about being a pro-union, pro-jobs president.
We've created more than 12 million new jobs, more jobs in 2 years than any president created in a four-year term.
Biden also took a swipe at former President Trump, claiming infrastructure week under Trump became a punchline, while Biden passed the sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. Rivers across the Midwest are overflowing their banks as snow melts. The Mississippi River in Wisconsin is expected to crest at just over 16 feet this week. That'll be its third highest ever. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Roots on Fire. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the big event coming up in August. I'm rushing it. In August in Las Vegas. With General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark, they've got the Reawaken America Tour. There's never been one in Las Vegas. This is their first time here. They've done this all over the country. They get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people at every event. I think the most ever was 6,000. This one, they're selling 9,300 tickets. So just shy of 10,000 will be attending at Craig Ranch Amphitheater in North Las Vegas. So it'll be a big one. It's kind of like the Woodstock for conservatives. Use promo code WAR to buy your tickets now at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. And when you use that promo code WAR, you get the best possible price and a chance to win backstage passes. And when I say the best possible price, you get to name your own price when you use the promo code WAR. Whatever you can afford, whatever is reasonable, they will accept from you. So use the promo code WAR at timetofreeamerica.com. Great speaker list, 70 great conservative speakers, Wayne Allyn-Root, both nights, Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Don Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Laura Trump, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell, Cash Patel, lots of great speakers. Go get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, promo code WAR. All right, we've got our guest here, Ian Pryor, founder of Fight for Schools. His website, fightforschools.com. He's the author of Parents of the World Unite, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. Again, the website, fightforschools.com. Ian Pryor, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good. You are one of the most recognizable voices in the Parents Revolution sweeping this country, and you know, I thought it'd be great to have you on because I'm a father of four. My kids were all homeschooled, and they all did fantastic, and some are still in school. And my oldest wound up at Harvard University, her first classroom of her life, and graduated Phi Beta Kappa at Harvard, and is now Dr. Dakota Roots. I think I did a pretty good job. And homeschooling is a good alternative, I would assume, a viable alternative to all the crap that's going on in the public schools. Am I right about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think alternatives and competition is key, because what we're seeing in the public school system is, you know, political agendas being put over student safety, over academics, over competition, over meritocracy. You know, this isn't something that's really just popped up over the past couple of years. It's been a long time in the making, but it's really the past couple of years where, you know, parents, due largely to the pandemic, have had their eyes open to exactly what's going on. And, you know, They're not standing for it. And, you know, what we I think kind of started in Virginia has really spread across the country like wildfire.
Yeah. So are you from Virginia? Are you from this Loudoun County, Virginia? Is that how you got involved
in
all this?
That is how I got involved, and I'm still here.
So my mind tells me, and again, I deal with thousands of stories a year, but I seem to vaguely remember that the deal with Loudoun County, Virginia, is that you had like a transgender boy who thought he was a girl who went in the girls' room and like raped some gal, and they didn't care and they didn't even take him out of school. Wasn't that the deal in Loudoun, Virginia?
Yeah, so what you had was a gender fluid, whatever that means, I guess.
Yeah, what does that mean? I have no idea.
I don't know. Sexually assaulted a girl in a bathroom in May of 21. You know, they were trying to pass a transgender bathroom policy during that time, and in a June school board meeting, superintendent was asked, hey, you know, is there sexual assault going on in the bathrooms? No, not to my knowledge, when in fact he knew. But what they did was they quietly put the kid in a different school, and then in October he sexually assaulted another student, this time in a classroom, and that got out. And then people realized everything that had been going on, that, you know, our school system had lied, really, to pass this political policy that, you know, the vast majority of the community did not support. And, you know, really all hell broke loose. And next thing you know, we have a new governor, a new attorney general, an investigation, and an indictment of that superintendent.
And what's the upshot of it all?
The upshot is, you know, that parents were the ones that were really driving this home, that were, you know, focusing in on the abusive tactics and behavior of, you know, not just school board members, not just the administration, but, you know, sort of their social media activist enforcers on the ground who, you know, when they're not at soccer games pretending to be, you know, nice human beings, they're out there on social media trying to to cancel the community members that they disagree with. And that's really what lit a fire under parents to unite and really, you know, to blow the whistle on what was going on. And you know, we basically ran a private prosecution in the court of public opinion that resulted in a real prosecution that's going to play out in the courts this summer.
Crazy, crazy country. I was talking about demonic the other day, you know, and I'm not a super religious, you know, person who spends all his time at church, and yet I could see demonic when it's right in front of me. And it just seems like a lot of demonic things are going on in our country. There are a lot of crazy people. There are a lot of radical people. There are a lot of evil people. It's hard to even believe that, you know, that there are schools all over this country, Ian, who want to convert your son to girls and your girls to boys. It's beyond my understanding as a human being that any of this could go on in a school without the parents' permission.
Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy. And if you push back on it, and say, well, listen, I got a problem with this, then, you know, you're branded as, you know, a domestic terrorist or a transphobe or a fascist when, you know, really you just want your schools to focus on what they're there for, which is academics. You know, I mean, you have more books in libraries about transgender youth than you do on important topics of history. You know, I mean, I did a scan of our public libraries in our schools, and I found zero copies of the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. I mean, that's an important book to understand, you know, how evil can corrupt. But they don't have that. What they do have is lots of books about being a transgender kid, you know, hundreds of books about those. But when you're talking about actual education to understand human nature and how these things, how civilizations can decline, they don't have those. They don't want to teach that.
Right. What's the deal with, I tell this to a lot of people and they've never heard of it. No one knows about it. And I think it goes on all over the country. Secret closets. Do you know about those?
I can only guess that they're related to these GSA clubs, the Gay Straight Alliance clubs, which we're seeing, you know, a lot of activity there, through America First Legal, which is, you know, my day job. And you have these outside of the, you know, the official curriculum groups that really they're safe spaces where you can go talk about your, you know, your concerns.
Actually, it's even worse. It's not just a safe space where you can go talk about being gay. Secret closets are in schools all over the United States, and teachers are actively promoting kids to change their gender. So let's say your boy is named Billy, and Billy rides to school mm-hmm. with mommy or daddy. Then you go in the school when the bell rings, and they let you go in the secret closet and change into a dress and high heels,
oh, wow.
put on lipstick,
yeah.
and walk around all day. And then, of course, at 3 o'clock when the bell rings to go home, you go back in the secret closet, and you take off the makeup and the lipstick and the high heels and the skirt, and you put back on boys' clothes and get in mommy and daddy's car, and they never know that you're changing genders.
Yeah.
How sick is this stuff?
It's sick. I mean, look, I call it the school to scalpel pipeline, because that's what they're doing. I mean, they put this stuff in young children's heads as young as 5, 6 years old with some of the books in the library on how, yeah, you were born a boy, but, you know, you can be a girl whenever you want. Next thing you know, they're using bathrooms of the opposite sex, playing on sports teams of the opposite sex. Next, then they're getting puberty blockers, hormones, and, you know, getting their breasts removed or, you know, bottom surgery, and it's irreversible damage. And then, you know, you're 25, 26 years old, and you say, I really made a mistake when I was 13, 14 years old. I wish my parents had been there for me. I wish the teachers that encouraged this were here now, but they're not. You know, they just they were just part of a system, and now it's just me dealing with this.
Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. Explain the 12 rules that have been implemented because of your fight.
Yeah. So what we did was we really, you know, I told the story of what happened in Loudoun County from, you know, roughly 2020 to midway through 2022 when I completed the book. And you know, the strategic, philosophical, tactical guidelines that we practiced, and we were very strategic. You know, you're going up against these massive bureaucracies, but they're also very cumbersome. And so when you have a group of parents that can really strategize and think through things and war game things out, you're going to have success. And that's really what we were able to do in 2021 and, you know, really galvanize the state and then even beyond that. And got to the bottom of some really crazy things that happened. And now, you know, we have the most notorious school board in America.
No question. Hey, look, I remembered it. I had thousands of issues. I remember Loudoun County, Virginia. What advice do you have for parents battling their local school boards, Ian Pryor?
Well, you know, I'd say number one, read my book and take the lessons you can get from it, but also develop your own lessons. But, you know, if there's one thing that I could that I could stress, it's the value of the counterattack. And, you know, the left is always going to, they're always going to overreach, and they're always going to, you know, run afoul of the law, run afoul of regulations, of policies, and you got to catch them when they're doing it. It's not enough to say, you know, I'm not for this transgender policy and go protest a policy. You got to find where they're cheating, and then you got to go expose it. It's kind of like the Elliot Ness strategy. You didn't get Al Capone on bootlegging or murder, but you get him on tax evasion. It's find where they're breaking the rules and go after them.
All right. Well, that may be the strategy we get Joe Biden on, too, by the way. You know, I don't know if they can get him on accepting funds from foreign countries, but they could certainly get him on the fact that he stored it all in offshore bank accounts and didn't pay taxes on it. I'd say him and Hunter have got problems if we can locate those accounts. Ian Pryor, great to have you on, founder of Fight for Schools, website fightforschools.com, author of Parents of the World Unite, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. And it is radical, and it is, in my opinion, demonic what's going on in our country. Ian, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, The Root's on fire. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can reach me anytime you want. You can email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. My book is The Great Patriot Boycott Book. The Great Patriot Boycott Book. It's a winner. Number one in so many categories for the last month and a half or so that it's been out. The Great Patriot Boycott Book. The great conservative companies to buy from and invest in. 123 of them. We'll be right back.
More than 80
tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the sponsor of this segment, Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Let Dr. Zelenko protect you with Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and develop Z-Shield. Well, the immune system gets rid of most viruses. Some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR. All right, so Mayor Pete plans to solve gender inequity by spending millions of your taxpayer dollars to buy female crash test dummies. I kid you not. It's so insane. He thinks you can fix gender inequity by spending millions of dollars on female crash test dummies in addition to ambiguously gendered male ones. Purple-haired Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat, praised the transportation chief for advancing feminism with the move. During a congressional hearing, DeLauro, who presented herself in transgender-type attire, stressed that female dummies are needed in the crash test industry to provide equal representation between the two sexes, male and female. Just the insanity of all this is too much to even believe. DeLauro proceeded to single out the use of female dummies for roadway crash testing as one of her favorite Mayor Pete initiatives to produce more equity in the United States. This is her quote. You also plan to make important investments to address the roadway safety crisis, including critical funding that would accelerate the development of the use of female dummies in crash testing. This will start to fight the gender inequity among vehicle safety and crash victims. I don't know what to say, except these people are all very sick in the head. She wrote a letter to Mayor Pete a year ago. Let's see. Let me see. I got to get the rest of this here. A year ago, while on the taxpayer dime, requesting that he take seriously the critically important matter, in her view, of purchasing female crash test dummies, which she claims will protect women drivers by requiring the use of accurate, up-to-date female crash test dummies in National Highway Traffic Safety Assessment Program and safety standards. In her views, the existing female dummies that are most commonly used in tests are simply scaled-down versions of the male dummies, which are based on the measurements of the average-sized male from the 1970s. What DeLauro insinuated, in other words, is that today's females are fat and far more obese than the curvy women that existed in the 70s. Consequently, the government must purchase whale-sized female crash test dummies to accurately ascertain how today's women fare in crash wrecks. I don't even know what to say. By the way, the new crash test dummies that DeLauro is requesting may also need to come with brightly colored hair, nose piercings, and perhaps an abortion-on-demand picket sign attached to their hands in order to be fully accurate. We're just dealing with mentally ill people. I don't know what else to say. This is not normal. They're trying to normalize a behavior that isn't normal. Here's another one. The new Biden EO executive order creates an Office of Environmental Justice to fight racist pollution. And again, all of this sounds so absurd, but I'll even explain in a normal way. I know what they're saying. What they're trying to argue is that most black people are poor, and poor people live in the bad section of town that's next to factories that are belching smoke. So therefore, ergo, poor people, ergo, black people, ergo, people of color, ergo, illegal immigrants with brown skin, always live in areas where there's lots of pollution in the air, and because those pollutants have much higher levels of cancer. That's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that basically cancer is racist and pollution is racist. But I don't choose where a person lives. I don't choose if a person's poor or not. If they live in a poor neighborhood, no question, poor neighborhoods are going to be near, pollution. Because there's no pollution in the middle of Beverly Hills. Your $8 million mansion is not next to a factory. I get it. But your little hut in a poor neighborhood, it's probably next to a factory. There's nothing I can do about that. There's nothing anyone can do about that. People choose where they want to live, or people are relegated to where they want to live because of their income level. And it has nothing to do with the federal government fighting racism and pollution. More news you need to know. Former White House doctor, who's now a congressman, Ronnie Jackson, a Republican congressman from Texas, demands that Joe Biden take a cognitive test or drop out of the 2024 race. I don't think we need a cognitive test. Everybody can see with their own eyes he's a brain-dead crash dummy. We should use him in those tests. Joe Biden would be the perfect guy to use as a crash dummy in those tests because he is devoid of brains. Matter of fact, you know what the proof is that he's devoid of brains and he's got dementia and there's nothing in between his ears anymore? He actually announced for president this morning, he's back in the race officially, with his vice president as Kamala Harris. That tells you all you need to know about the insanity of Joe Biden. If he had any brains or common sense left, he would have dumped Kamala Harris. Who'd keep Kamala on the ticket? Nobody with a brain. Brainless Joe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.